The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So you look at the NFL standings, specifically the AFC. First place teams, you have the Buffalo Bills at 8-2. Houston Texans at 6-4, the Kansas City Chiefs 9-0, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at 7-2. Out of those four divisional leaders, Ed, who's number one?
Kansas City.
Who's number two?
Buffalo.
Who's number three?
That's where it gets tough. I'd say Pittsburgh.
Okay. And who's number four? It would be the Texans.
Yeah.
Jeremy, do you agree with that ranking?
No.
All right, give them to me.
For all the division leaders?
Yeah.
The only one I'm changing is I think the Ravens are better than the Steelers.
Well, Ravens aren't the division leader, though.
I thought you were talking about who we thought the four division leaders would be.
No. Ranking the current four
division leaders. Oh, my apologies then. So those are the only four teams I have to choose from.
Right.
Yes. And I agree with... I mean, I might... It's hard with Houston because they're so banged up at the offensive line and wide receiver.
Healthy, I think they're better than Pittsburgh. But right now, in the current state, I agree with Ed.
Yeah.
Because they're not healthy. But, you know, you can't.
But where do you have Baltimore? I don't get it.
Oh, no. We're not talking about Baltimore. We're talking about Pittsburgh. Is Pittsburgh a legitimate Super Bowl champion? I mean, a Super Bowl contender at 7-2.
I think you have to call them that. They have a solid defense. They have a good running game, and now their passing game's playing well. Like, it's – or better. They're doing things
– Okay, thank you.
Like, I don't want to sit here and say – because when you watch Justin Fields and then all of a sudden you watch Russell Wilson, he does look a lot better in the passing game. He doesn't add the element that Fields has, the exciting plays where he's going to take off and make something happen or extend the – I mean, he can extend plays behind the line of scrimmage, but we need to see them still play tougher teams to figure out who they are.
You gave me the answer that I was fishing for. You said yes. Okay, Ed.
Yes.
Having said that, look at the standings and rank your top five AFC teams. Doesn't matter where they fall right now. Give me your top five AFC teams.
All right. The Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, Steelers, Texans.
Jeremy, you agree with that? Because I
top don't. Five teams in the AFC?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think if there's anybody else.
Well, you're thinking Chiefs. Yes. You agree with that? Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. I think the Chargers are better than the Steelers. I think this is why. The Chargers have an unbelievable defense and a better quarterback. Yeah. And a better quarterback. I think the Chargers right now are better than the Steelers. I think they're being overlooked in the AFC.
I don't know that they can throw.
So glad you said that, not me.
I do. I don't. Hear me out. I don't think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender, but I don't think Pittsburgh is either. And I think the Chargers right now are a better team than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can I tell you something that might surprise you? What do you think the spread is on the Cincinnati Bengals go to the Chargers this weekend?
I think the Bengals are probably favorite.
About 1.5.
Yeah.
So, it's hard for me to put the Chargers in that grouping when, the algorithms are setting up and telling you this is what the line should be when they're at home. Well, that's... it's a tough sell because I don't know that they're going to be able to throw against these good teams that we've seen.
Well, Jeremy, I got to be honest, dude. And
Quentin Johnson and Ladd McConkey.
And I know it sounds completely insane for me to say this, but I've seen the Bengals twice. I think they're better than the Pittsburgh Steelers, to be honest with you.
Okay. You know, they're dangerous.
I think that, you know, your record is what your record is. That's why I can't, I can't rank them in there. But I think when everything's even, when all said and done, I think the Bengals are a better team than
I might agree with. I haven't seen Pittsburgh play much this year, but I've seen the Bengals, and they're very dangerous on offense.
See, so, well, that's the problem. See, because when we look at this, if we put the Steelers and Bengals together, the best unit of all four is that Steelers defense.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the guy that's dismissing the Steelers when, like, we did it when they won 11-0, and I think we were right on it. This time, I think looking at the AFC, you can't dismiss them. You can't.
Because, you can't, no.
Because I do think they're a top five team in the AFC.
Chargers only giving up 13 points a game.
Yes. Yes,
that's
man.
That's incredible.
Against, you know, think about this. When you talk about running games and quarterbacks is what you got to win with them, all right? You got the best receiving core in the game. Quarterbacks, running backs is what you have to have because you have to be able to run the football. You have to be able to pass the football efficiently.
Well, running backs aren't important anymore.
Individual running backs aren't. But you still have to be able to run the football. You have to have a respectable running game, all right? So if you're going up against that Chargers defense, I don't know how Pittsburgh scores. I don't. You no longer have that franchise game-changing quarterback that can do better than any defense. You don't have that guy.
The Tennessee Titans went in and scored against the Chargers. Like, it's not...
Things happen. 17 games, Jeremy. Things happen. I'm just saying, but I mean, when it's all even, I don't see the Pittsburgh Steelers offense being able to do anything against that Chargers defense.
I can't dismiss it. And like you brought up, so two things. The Tennessee Titans and Chargers who played this weekend.
Right.
Both of them... Surprisingly, the Tennessee Titans are giving up, like you mentioned it, number one in the league in what?
Points
given
allowed.
You said the Titans scored. They only scored 17.
I mean, they scored. Look, they ruined my underplay with the touchdown.
That's what this is about.
It's not. It's just that I think we're way too dismissive of the Steelers team where we get to see them this week. I think the Ravens should win this game. I think they're the better team, but I still think the Steelers are a top five team in the AFC.
My ranking... Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, and I still think the Chargers are better than the Steelers.
Who are the Chargers?
I still have them top five. I'm not disagreeing with you there. They're still top five.
You left Houston out?
Yeah, I don't think Houston. Houston's banged up. I can't say what Houston would be if I thought they were, what I thought they would be if they were healthy. You can't play the game that way.
You know the Chargers lost to the Steelers.
I know. 20-10, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so right the Steelers' now, defense was better than the Chargers' defense.
They lost to the Chiefs and the Steelers, and also the Cardinals.
But their wins are, okay, I mean, if we want to do this, their wins are Las Vegas, Carolina, Denver, New Orleans, Cleveland, and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the worst group of wins I've seen all season long.
It's noticeable.
I'm not dismissing the Chargers. What I'm saying is a lot of their numbers are predicated because they run the football so much and the clock is constantly moving.
And the Steelers lost to the Cowboys at home, only scoring 17 points, and the Colts. So the Cowboys at home.
But they've changed how many games they lost since they changed quarterbacks?
Okay. All right.
I mean, like, I don't like Russell Wilson. You know that. I don't like him at all.
He's not very likable.
But he's fit in there for what they're asking to do. And now with Mike Williams, he's got a deep ball threat to go along with George Pickens, who people may not like this. That kid can play.
That kid's awesome. He's awesome, man. And for those of you just tuning in, the question is, are you a believer in the Pittsburgh's Steelers as a legit Super Bowl contender right now, or do they need to win against the Ravens to make you a believer? They have to beat the Ravens on Sunday to make me a semi-believer.
Where do the Ravens rank in the top five division leaders?
Well, you know what? That's not completely stupid because even though they don't lead the division, they are tied with wins. Mm-hmm. With the Steelers with seven.
So they just have more AFC wins or divisional wins or no divisional
because they have the Ravens are
AFC wins.
The Ravens are the Steelers are better in the conference. 4-1.
That's what I'm saying.
Ravens
are
4-3.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike, who is in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Man, I'm always a Steelers hater, but I'm not being biased. They're not no really legitimate contenders this year. I think as far as, I mean, it's like the year when they was 11-0. We knew they wasn't going to run the table, man. You know, and I think they lost like, four of the next five. Then I think they finished with 12-4. But I don't think the Steelers are that good, man. I agree with you. I think the Bengals are a better threat than the Steelers, to tell you the truth.
With that defense, they're not threatening anyone. They suck.
Hey, Jeremy.
They ain't won a home game.
Be honest with yourself. How much of your respect for the Steelers is based on your respect for Mike Tomlin?
I mean, there's a good portion of it, but I've said before
they didn't have Mike Tomlin, what do you think?
If they were playing like this, I'd still think they're a good team.
How do you reconcile the fact that Ravens have lost to the Raiders and the Browns?
Because their defense sucks. I mean, they're
I mean, but we're looking at weak opponents, so it's like.
I think Ed's point is you can look at all of these teams and say they lost to someone you didn't think they should lose to.
But I've said this all along. The league sucks.
It does.
The league's not good.
This game sucks.
These teams aren't good.
Joe sucks.
Yeah. Joe, you suck. Jackass.
You don't ask the right question in interviews.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find out coming up at 6:45.
Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.